Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to this week's episode of 10 Forward with me, your host Mike Overton. And this week we are delving into the episode that we've all been waiting for since it was announced last year at Comic-Con. It's Season 2, Episode 7 of Strange New Worlds, Those Old Scientists. And I have to say, it is definitely the best episode of the season, so let's hit it. The episode begins in the 24th century aboard the USS Cerritos, which arrives at Chrometh B, a planet housing an ancient portal first discovered by Captain Pike and the crew of the Enterprise. Our favourite ensigns, Mariner Tendi, Rutherford and of course Boimler, are excited about the portal's potential and the discovery of rare Heronium, fueling Boimler's admiration for Starfleet history. However, when Rutherford's holocamera activates the portal, Boimler is transported into the third dimension and encounters Spock, Una and La'an from the original Enterprise. Boimler finds himself on the historic Enterprise talking to Captain Pike, who is surprisingly humorous and very wary of Number One. La'an advises Boimler on temporal protocols, warning him to avoid attachments. Despite trying to live in the moment, Boimler can't resist geeking out over the legendary crew of the Enterprise. He reveals his time-travelling experience to Spock, who finds it amusing. The landing party faces a suspected Orion ship, but Boimler convinces Pike that they are just peaceful scientists. However, the Orions steal the portal, prompting Boimler to help Pike track them down. Whilst trying to send Boimler back, Mariner arrives, also time-travelled, and they assist Spock, Uhura in finding a solution. Boimler learns that his interactions with Christine Chapel influenced Spock's emotional experimentation. Feeling guilty, he tries to fix the situation and later decides to help aid the Federation colony gain the lost grain in the deal with the Orions. After bonding with Pike over their mutual admiration of Archer's Enterprise, Boimler and Mariner reveal a piece of the original Enterprise's hull is in the ship, enabling them to return back in time. They say their goodbyes and Spock sends them off with a Vulcan farewell. Back on the Cerritos, they are reunited with Tendi and Rutherford. Una's poster, a favourite of Ransom's, is discovered. The episode ends with the animated USS Enterprise crew having celebrated Pike's birthday with a real bottle of Orion booze. The only thing in this episode I didn't like is it wasn't long enough. The episode is only 45 minutes long, and I think they could have quite easily squeezed another 10 to 15 minutes in here. Other than that, there's nothing else really to say. There are so many really good parts to this episode that I don't think I could list them all. I'm pretty sure that the ups and downs on Trek Culture with Sean Ferrick will have a lot of ups this episode, because it is just a cracking episode. I've made a quick list of some of my favourite parts. First thing is, we get it early. This episode, you know, was slated for July 27th, which is Thursday. And they brought it forward for us to coincide with the Star Trek Universe panel at San Diego Comic-Con, which was on the 22nd. So this episode is titled Those Old Scientists, which references back to the Lower Decks episode No Small Parts, which is a nice touch. The opening credits for the entire episode was done in the Lower Decks style, with that weird space creature sucking on the Enterprise's nacelle as well, which is a nice nod back to Lower Decks. The episode begins with a personal log from Ensign Boimler, which has the stardate 58460.1, and that is exactly in between episodes 4 and 6 of season 3. Later on in the episode, when he does another log, he dictates the log as stardate the past, because it is the past. The actual stardate in the past was 2291.6, which Boimler notes, oh, 5 digits, totally normal date to be living in, which is fun. The episode mentions Setlik 2, which again was a nice nod back to the first episode of Strange New Worlds. The interesting tidbit I found whilst researching this episode is that the Orion scout ship that was used in here is a remastered version of the Orion ship used in the Journey to Babel, which is a nice touch back to some TOS era. Boimler took an elective materials synthesis class at the Starfleet Academy for fun, And Uhura, whilst Uhura was researching the ancient language of the portal, she scanned through other languages such as Cardassian and Bajoran. So it's quite nice that, you know, we're getting some, you know, a bit more of a depth of what languages the Federation has come into contact with at this point in time. Just such a great episode. I tell you what, it was definitely worth the wait. I think we now have to wait for the next three episodes to come out, and apparently episode 9 is going to be a good one, and I can't wait for that one. So my standout moment from this episode is the entire thing. There is in my opinion, now I'm a positive Trekkie at the end of the day, there is no bad bit to this episode. The entire thing is so far the standout of the series. So I can't really say much more than that. It is just a great episode. This episode, which is titled Those Old Scientists, has been highly anticipated since the announcement at Comic-Con last year. And it certainly lives up to the hype. It is such a funny episode, and I think it's the funniest episode of the series so far, with Tawny Newsome and Jack Quaid delivering excellent humour, and the cast of Strange New Worlds following suit. Anson Mount, in particular, has displayed some great comedic timings here. The episode successfully weaves humour and emotion, showcasing Jack Quaid's versatility beyond comedy. It cleverly ties in various storylines from Strange New Worlds Season 2, and even dips back into Season 1 as a standalone adventure. It features the Planet of the Week storyline, making the most rewatchable episodes, which I think is great. I'm going to watch this over and over and over again. The crossover with the animated Lower Decks era was extremely well executed, making it a true crossover event rather than just sort of a guest appearance. The production team has seamlessly blended the styles and tones of both shows, thanks part in to the co-writer of Catherine Lynn's familiarity with both series and showrunner Mike McMahon's influence here. The plot revolves around finding a sci-fi solution to return Boimler and Mariner to their time whilst dealing with the threat of the Orions. Boimler's emotional journey and lessons in taking responsibility are compelling and tie in well with the themes explored within Lower Decks Season 3. The interactions between the characters from the different eras provide insights into their legacies and backgrounds, and there are some touching moments, particularly with Spock and Chapel. The episode also includes meta aspects from Lower Decks, reflecting on the show itself and engaging with fans through the references of the Star Trek Enterprise. Overall, this episode was a success. The crossover that blends humour, emotion and meta elements, making it a standout and enjoyable episode of both Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks. Great episode, it really is. Thanks very much everyone for listening into this week's episode of 10 Forward with me, your host Mike Overton. If you'd like more Clone Star podcasts, don't forget you can tune in every Wednesday here on YouTube at 10:30 a.m. UK time to The War Room, hosted by the delightful Sean Ferrick. Alternatively, visit clonestarpod.com, where there's your fan art, blogs, as well as every episode that we've put together. Once again, I've been your host Mike Overton. Have a great week ahead.